Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is Daniel 6, 1 to 10. Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 to 10. Darius decided to appoint 120 governors to hold office throughout his empire. In addition, he chose Daniel and two others to supervise the governors and to look after the king's interests. Daniel soon showed that he could do better work than the other supervisors or the governors. Because he was so outstanding, the king considered putting him in charge of the whole empire. Then the other supervisors and governors tried to find something wrong with the way Daniel administered the empire, but they couldn't, because Daniel was reliable and did not do anything wrong or dishonest. They said to each other, "We are not going to find anything of which to accuse Daniel unless it is something in connection with his religion." So they went to see the king and said, "King Darius, may your majesty live forever. All of us who administer your empire, the supervisors, the governors, the lieutenant governors, and the other officials have agreed that your majesty should issue an order and enforce it strictly. Give orders that for 30 days no one be permitted to request anything from any god or from any human being except from your majesty. Anyone who violates this order is to be thrown into a pit filled with lions. So let your majesty issue this order and sign it, and it will be in force, a law of the Medes and Persians which cannot be changed." And so King Darius signed the order. When Daniel learned that the order had been signed, he went home. In an upstairs room of his house, there were windows that faced toward Jerusalem. There, just as he had always done, he knelt down at the open windows and prayed to God 3 times a day. My theme for reflection is unshaken. Faith that stands the test. Unshaken, faith that stands the test. There is an old story of a tightrope walker who amazed crowds by crossing a deep canyon with a wheelbarrow. As people cheered, he asked, "Who believes I can do it again?" Hands shot up. Then he pointed to one man and said, "Get in the wheelbarrow." The man's enthusiasm vanished. It is one thing to believe something, it is another to put your life on the line for it. Daniel was a man who got in the wheelbarrow of faith. By the time we meet him in Daniel 6, he is not a young man brimming with energy, but an elderly statesman, likely in his 80s. He had served under multiple kings, survived palace intrigues, and had now risen to prominence in the new Medo-Persian Empire under King Darius. He was so trustworthy and wise that the king planned to put him in charge of the entire kingdom. But as is often the case, when one man stands out, others seek to bring him down. The satraps and high officials were jealous. They searched for some flaw in Daniel's character, some mistake in his work, but they found nothing. His integrity was unshakable. So they devised a scheme that would use Daniel's faithfulness against him. They convinced Darius to sign a law forbidding prayer to anyone but the king for 30 days, knowing Daniel would never comply. And sure enough, when Daniel heard about the decree, he went home, knelt down and prayed, just as he had always done. He did not hide. He did not compromise. He did not hesitate. This moment in Daniel's life speaks volumes to us today. We live in a world where faith is increasingly tested, where standing firm in truth can come at great cost. The question is, when the pressure comes, will we be found faithful? The first lesson Daniel teaches us is that character is built in the quiet places. Long before he faced the lions, Daniel built a foundation of faithfulness. Prayer was not an occasional activity, it was the rhythm of his life. 3 times a day he turned to God, not just in moments of crisis, but as a daily discipline. His faith was so predictable that his enemies could set their trap around it. Would our faith be so evident that others could accuse us of being too devoted to God? The second lesson is that obedience to God is not dependent on circumstances. Daniel did not start praying because of the decree, nor did he stop because of it. His faithfulness was not reactive, but consistent. It is easy to trust God when life is comfortable, but real faith is revealed when it costs us something. Would we still worship if it became dangerous to do so? This is not just an ancient story. In many parts of the world today, believers face real persecution for their faith. In some places, churches meet in secret. In others, being caught with a Bible can mean imprisonment. Even in societies where religious freedom exists, faithfulness can bring social rejection, career risks, or personal loss. Daniel reminds us that faithfulness is worth the cost. John Wesley once said, "Give me 100 men who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God, and I care not whether they be clergy or laymen, they alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven on earth." Daniel was one of those men. He feared nothing but sin, not kings, not lions, not exile. And what was the result? God delivered him, not from the trial, but through it. Daniel went into the lion's den, but God shut the mouths of the lions. He was faithful, and God was faithful to him. But here is the most important thing. Daniel did not know in advance that he would be saved. He prayed not because he expected a miracle, but because he trusted God completely, whether deliverance came or not. That is the kind of faith that changes the world. So what does this mean for us today? My dear friends, it means that we are called to a faith that does not bow to pressure, that does not shift with culture, and that does not shrink in fear. We may never face a den of lions, but we will face moments where we must choose between comfort and conviction. Daniel's life challenges us. When the pressure comes, will we still kneel and pray? There are 2 questions for reflection. Number 1, if it were illegal to pray or express your faith publicly, would your devotion to God be evident enough for others to notice? Number 2, what small daily disciplines can you build now to strengthen your faith for future challenges? Lord, give us courage, the courage of Daniel. When the world calls us to compromise, let us stand firm. When trials come, let our faith be unshaken. Teach us to trust you not only when deliverance is certain, but even when the outcome is unknown. May our lives be a witness to your greatness, and may we always be found faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.